Nina Viscarando is a Coast Guard veteran. Her husband Josh is a current member, and on January 15th, when he didn't receive his paycheck, they had an unexpected family emergency.
And at that same day, actually, my dog got a really, really bad seizure, and we thought he was gonna die.
It was after vet hours, and they knew there might be an extra fee for an emergency visit.
And we literally had to look at ourselves, Josh and I, and be like, can we afford to take him in after hours? Because we didn't get paid. So it's like, now we really are double thinking everything.
These are some of the decisions federal employees on furlough are beginning to grapple with, as one missed paycheck looks like it could shortly turn into two. And it's not just emergency costs they're debating. Viscarando has two children, one a newborn, and they've been waiting to get his birth certificate from the hospital. She says 2 months ago she might not have worried about the cost, but today she notices.
There's $60 that today, it just piles on.
Jamie Salatis's husband has been in the Coast Guard for nearly 20 years. They've spent the last four in Sitka. She says the impact of the shutdown up to this point has been a slow burn.
You know, I think it's slowly trickling down. The feelings are starting to come up like, oh, there's another day. You know, oh, you wake up, you check the news. It's still happening. Things are getting more serious. You know, so it's like every day, and it's led up to this point where we need to actually do something.
So Salatis and Viscarando are doing something. They're working with Alex Thorne of the Sitka Sound Science Center to organize a federal employee pop-up pantry. Thorne is the business development and Whale Fest director for the center. While she knows items from a pantry can only go so far, she's hoping they can free up a little money so people can redirect it toward bigger bills.
If we were able to take some of the everyday necessities off that are quite expensive, like toilet paper, paper towels, diapers, formula, things like that. If we can assist to take those off, you know, that money can then be allocated towards your utilities or your rent. So I know it's not a huge thing, but hopefully it's something that adds to easing stress for people or helping with that.
So far, Sitka Bottling Company and the Sitka Food Co-op have donated drinks and chips, baby food and granola and pasta. But organizers are hoping for more. Coordinating the effort hits close to home for Thorne. Her husband is in the Coast Guard, too. And she's thinking about younger federal employees who may not have as many resources.
Because for me and my husband, had something like this happened 10 years ago to us, it would have been a devastating problem. It would have been going to parents and saying, hey, can you help me out, or can you float me for a little bit, or an additional job. You know, we're down the ways a bit now, so it's not, you know, there are other things in place, but we also don't have children and things like that.
Viscarando says there are some families in Sitka who are trying to figure out next steps if the shutdown continues. She hopes the pop-up pantry can provide a small cushion for them.
They're concerned. They're having conversations with their spouses and their families that you wouldn't have had before, and it's, do we get a second job? Things that we wouldn't have considered before. It's just, it's taking a hard toll emotionally.
Salatis says they're hoping the pop-up pantry can be a neutral and welcoming space for people who may feel uncomfortable asking for help.
People have pride, you know, I'm prideful. I don't want to ask for help. I don't want to knock on somebody's door. I'm the person who's going to help. And that's what we're trying to do here, you know, and that's hopefully going to encourage other people to come out and help us and feel comfortable taking home a couple, you know, bags of groceries. Come back tomorrow if you need more.
In the meantime, the deadlock over funding for a border wall with Mexico doesn't appear close to a resolution. Alaska's Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan have signed on as co-sponsors of legislation that, if passed, would protect the Coast Guard from future shutdowns. Nevertheless, the question for Sitka's Coast Guard personnel remains how to get through this one. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.